You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Debbie Alexander, who is Assistant Executive Director at CATA. Good evening, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I know there were some planning meetings at CATA this afternoon with the impending storm. And one of the things that comes up, we got an advisory from you about the possibilities of service delays and detours. And since it's such a big piece of transportation for people in the Lansing area, we wanted them to have the very latest. Are there any delays or detours happening at this point?
No, we are running regular service as scheduled.
Very good. Do you anticipate, or what are the policies for making changes in routes or service?
Well, we certainly assess the weather conditions and the safety of traveling on the roads and make the decision at that time.
And so you're just watching the weather like the rest of us are and getting kind of a fluid situation and getting ready to make moves if they become necessary.
That's exactly right. We have our plans in place, provided we might need them, and we're ready to execute as soon as the storm arrives.
Now, in the past, when there have been big snowstorms, we haven't done too badly this winter. Obviously, I think we had 7 or 8 inches last month or earlier in January. I guess it is February now. Adjustments need to be made. Where do people go to find out information about that, people who are regular riders of CATA?
Yes, they can go to our website, www.cata.org, or from 7 in the morning until 7 at night, they can also phone 394-1000.
Well, and we've been hearing from folks, blowing and drifting is a huge part of this. So perhaps some of the routes in cities and so forth in communities may not be too bad, but secondary roads could become another issue.
That's right. That's what our concern is, and we'll be monitoring those throughout the night and certainly first thing in the morning throughout the day tomorrow.
And just for folks who aren't aware, does CATA go 24 hours a day?
We offer 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service on campus. You should know that we have made the decision that beginning at midnight tonight, the routes that service MSU's campus only will be discontinued starting at midnight until we give further notice. That is in line with MSU canceling classes for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be able to bring that information then to folks. Do CATA trucks get stuck from time to time in the weather? I guess I've never seen one, but I'm obviously it could happen.
Well, we're in the midst of traffic, so it depends on what's happening with the other vehicles on the road. But we do certainly do our very best to stay out of any bad snow areas, and so we will detour them if necessary.
And you know, this can be an awfully safe alternative for folks. So some folks are simply, you know, get concerned about themselves driving in these kind of weather conditions. So CATA and their experienced drivers can certainly be a good way to get some places you need to get while the storm is in process.
That's correct. I strongly encourage people to use CATA instead of traveling tomorrow. It would be certainly a lot safer. Our drivers are professionally trained and able to manipulate the buses in this kind of weather. I would encourage them, if they're going to do that, to plan ahead, go on the website, make sure that they're up to date with the latest information before making their move to the bus stop.
And another thing, I've talked with Sandra DeGroote before with CATA about the service, not the big buses, but you can arrange personal rides for yourself if you wanted maybe to tell us about that service.
Well, that's only available in certain communities. Certainly those persons who have disabilities have access to our SpecTran service, which is a curb-to-curb service. Those people who live in Meridian Township have Ready Ride service available to them. That is a curb-to-curb service. And those people who live in Delhi Township also have that service available to them. They simply call CATA, and they can schedule a trip as long as they give us at least 24-hour notice. So for tomorrow, it's already past that time for the Spectran service, but for the ReadyRide services, they could call us in the morning for an afternoon trip.
Very good. So I guess the word is to just plan ahead. It may be a great way, even as we're digging out tomorrow, obviously a good way to maneuver on the roads, because we're being asked by, you know, Mayor Bonero and Lansing and other city officials around the surrounding areas to stay off the roads. I mean, so snowplows can get through and so forth. And certainly hopping on a CATA bus is a great way to keep your own car in the garage and make it easier for folks to clean the surfaces for us.
That's exactly correct. And it does help also have the buses move smoothly through the roads.
Very good. Well, Debbie, I appreciate the update on this. Again, they can go to a website to check. Would you mind giving us that website address one more time?
Yes, www.cata.org.
I appreciate it so much, giving us the latest information for the folks who love to ride CATA, and there's an awful lot of them. Thank you so much, Debbie. Have a safe evening.
Yes, you too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
We're speaking with Debbie Alexander, who's Assistant Executive Director at CATA. As Debbie just mentioned, as we've mentioned to you throughout the night, Michael Cohen's newscast has been mentioning MSU has canceled classes. Well, actually, it's the first time since 1994. They were closed as of 5 o'clock this evening and through tomorrow. Hayes Green Beach Hospital sent this to us as well, has declared a severe weather emergency for tomorrow and is operating on an emergent or urgent services level only, allowing the hospital protect safety of its patients, staff, and visitors. The essential services include emergency, urgent care, inpatient, and patient support services. It says patients with physician appointments or elective procedures are being contacted to reschedule. So it's coming, and we're hoping we're giving you the information you need. If you're checking on school closings and event closings, go to websites. That's probably the best way to catch up with it all. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.